Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, the truth will set you free. That is the iron law of the universe. We dissect Tucker's hidden message in his very viral video. I guarantee you there's something that you probably missed. You want to listen to this entire episode and text it to your friends. It doesn't just involve his departure, but his firing, the reason for the firing, how it involves the communication of news and media. You're going to enjoy this episode. It is a lot of favorable response so far. Email me directly, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to keep this show strong and independent, and away from cancellation of big tech and these savages, go to charliekirk.com/support. Julie from Michigan, thank you. Anne from Indiana, thank you. charliekirk.com/support. Catherine from Georgia. John from Nebraska. Rebecca from Florida. Marsha from New York. Kay from Colorado. Taylor from Colorado. Rebecca from California. James from California. Cheryl from New Jersey. Crystal from New Mexico. And David from Pennsylvania. That's charliekirk.com/support. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Tucker speaks. That's right. Tucker Carlson released a video last evening. 2-minute video, to be precise. It is a 2-minute and 14-second video. Well over 50 million people have viewed at least part of the video. Over 17 million people have watched the video in its entirety. At first glance, it just seems to kind of be a normal video of Tucker talking about big themes, but there's a lot to it. So first, we must get our facts right. Tucker Carlson is still in a contract dispute with Fox. Reports are showing that Fox is going to try to keep Tucker Carlson on the sidelines, still pay him his $20 million a year salary, but keep him out of the 2024 race. That's number one. Number two, it's likely that Tucker Carlson has a non-disparagement clause with Fox, which means anything he says publicly, he can't bash Fox, he can't attack Fox, he can't go after the leadership of Fox. Now, we know that he's under contract at least until next spring, but maybe into the spring of 2025. Fox made a calculated move because of Tucker's effective critique of neoliberalism, because of the mounting lawsuits, or because of whatever you want to believe. They believe that it's okay to take a 47% rating hit, which is what's happened so far, keep Tucker on the sideline and pay him $20 million a year and try to rebuild the network. You know, there's a tall poppy syndrome that exists at Fox News. Tall poppy syndrome is a Scandinavian mentality, which is that no person can be greater than the others. And if you actually know tall poppy syndrome, it comes from this idea that as soon as you try to get too high above the rest, they take you out. It's literally how it works in growing poppies. Literally, if one gets too high, not even allowed to exist in the state of nature. I've always heard that in Australia and New Zealand, mostly, but it's also Scandinavian as well. It's this idea that no person is greater than the rest. There's a Norwegian saying that says no one of us is not greater. It's Swedish saying, not one person is greater than the other. Yeah, it's the law of Jant in Swedish. So the point is that Fox News has actually always had this mentality that one show is not greater than the collective Fox News. And Tucker was the network. Now, this all can go back to Chris Steigerwalt on election night 2020, which I'm sure many of you remember. When Chris Steigerwalt came out and called Arizona way too early. And that is what set off the blaze of criticism against Fox News. Where all of a sudden Chris Steigerwalt and Fox News said, Arizona is called. And then so therefore in November and December 2020, they saw their ratings plummet. They saw a lot of Fox boycotts happening from the audience. And they tried to recover. And they saw Tucker Carlson as a way to rebuild brand loyalty, and rebuild their audience. They went all in on Tucker Carlson. They gave him Tucker Carlson Today, Tucker Carlson Originals. They expanded his team. They built him a studio, both in Maine and Florida, an unusual offer of any sort of cable host at Fox. Usually they make you go into a bureau. And they did this as a way to try to save their brand identity. They were very afraid that this might be the end of their network. And by doing so, they also You know, that was when the Dominion stuff came on their airwaves with Maria, and not even Tucker to an extent of it. But the point being is that this all started with a preemptive call of Arizona on election night. I'm sure many of you in this audience remember that. You probably have a pit in your stomach of remembering how angry you were, where Fox beat MSNBC and CNN by days calling Arizona. It was within hours. Oh, Arizona's done. Like, what? What? It just looked preemptive. Even Brett Baer was complaining about it. It just seems so. And then Fox couldn't back away from it, right? Fox couldn't back away from that position. And so Tucker was the guy that was going to bring Fox back to large numbers. And he did. The defection was limited. Trust. It was all about restoring trust. And Tucker was a trustworthy voice. So they went all in. They went Texas Hold'em all in January of 2021 with Tucker Carlson. And his ratings soared. He'd get 3.3, 3.5, 4 million a night. Unheard of numbers on cable television. Tucker Carlson today, he drove Fox Nation subs in a huge way, which was a huge priority for the Fox leadership. But something started to happen in these last 90 days. Tucker started to get more pointed in his critique of the Ukrainian proxy war. He started to call out the vaccine industrial complex. He started to challenge the neoliberal lies. And of course, the Dominion stuff, it probably was the straw that broke the camel's back. Not to mention the January 6th tapes. And Rupert Murdoch himself, according to all public reporting, pulled the trigger and said, he's done. No one is greater than the network. I don't care how popular you are. I don't care what kind of ratings you are. We'll take the hit. We're going to go through it, and we're going to rebuild. We know that we're going to see the ratings dive. We know that the audience is there. We'll win them back. The ratings are down 47% so far. So Tucker has a non-compete, not just a non-compete, but he has a non-disparagement. So therefore, any public commentary Tucker makes, he has to be very careful. But I know Tucker pretty well. And again, many of our team members know him even better than I do, which is, first, number one, Tucker is one of the most talented writers alive in the Western Hemisphere. I am not that good of a writer. I'm a pretty good speaker. I'm okay on radio. I'm just not that good of a writer. I'm average at best. Tucker is brilliant. He actually was a writer well before he was on television, a very, very good one, like an extraordinarily good reporter and writer. I mean, you read his old stuff. He was, wow, he was an old school magazine writer. Thoughtful, interesting, provocative. And so the first criticism people said against Tucker Carlson's video yesterday was that, well, it looks like he's reading. Oh, if he's reading a teleprompter, that means he wrote it. And if he wrote it, that means he spent a lot of time and thought behind every single word. Knowing the parameters, right, of you can't disparage Fox, you can't manage Fox, you can't attack Fox. At the same time, here he is on the same studio set. He's on the studio set that we got so comfortable looking at on Fox News on the Tucker Carlson Today. And so the first 22 seconds of the video are pretty standard, saying there's a lot of hilarious people. They have to be the majority of the population. And then he goes right into it. He says, the other thing you notice when you take a little time off is how unbelievably stupid most of the debates you see on TV are. They're completely irrelevant. They mean nothing in 5 years, and we won't even remember we had them. Trust me, as someone who participated. And yet at the same time, this is an amazing thing, the undeniably big topics that will define our future get virtually no discussion. So I'm going to stop there for a second. Basically, this is a very powerful point. A powerful point behind this is that Tucker Carlson is basically saying the replacement of what's now happening on the 8 p.m. hour is just talking about silly stuff. It's not getting down to the root of the issues. It's the same uniparty discussion. It's the same one-party rule. He gets to that actually later in the speech. But I want to reiterate this. The familiarity of Tucker being on his set was a middle finger to Fox News. Tucker did that on his set intentionally. You better believe it. He could have done that on his kitchen table. He could have done it from a boat. He could have done it anywhere. He doesn't own that set. It's technically property of News Corp. It's technically property of Murdoch. And so he goes right on his set and was basically asking Fox to go bring a construction crew to go disassemble his set. That right there is Tucker saying, come and take it. I'm going to keep on speaking. The optics matter a lot. You think about, he was right there on the set that Fox financed and Fox built, right in his home in Florida. That's all publicly reported. It's not private information. That's Tucker saying without saying, I'm going to fight you. That right there is a direct act of defiance of, oh, I know I have NDAs and I know I have non-disparagements, but him being on that set, that's not his set. That's Fox's set, wearing a tie. And the first line of Tucker's video, good evening. Ooh. For those of us that are avid Tucker fans, we know exactly what that means. And we'll get through all the other elements here. Because it's everything that Tucker writes is done with intentionality. He was reading, which means he wrote it. Anything Tucker writes means that he thought through it. He's a deeply thoughtful person. The fact that he hasn't had a television show the last couple days means that he was probably working on this, tapping it away on his phone and editing and coding and every single word because he knew it was going to be poured over. And I'm going to show you some little Easter eggs, little nuggets about probably, in my own speculation, a looming cataclysmic war that is going to come between Tucker and Fox News. Are you concerned about the quality of your drinking water? With all the disastrous flooding happening around the country, water sources are starting to become contaminated. To help you avoid paying for bottled water, our friends at My Patriot Supply are having a special limited time offer. They'll give you for free a groundbreaking gravity-powered water filtration system so you could have your most important need in crisis, clean drinking water. Remember, you can only go 3 days without water. That's why Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System might soon be the most essential appliance you own. You need to get a kit, though, from My Patriot Supply. Normally, $279. It's yours for free when you purchase a 3-month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day for strength and energy during tough times. Best of all, though, the food is delicious. Your whole family will love it. To get your emergency food and free Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System, go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That is MyPatriotSupply.com. Check it out right now, MyPatriotSupply.com, for your free Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System, MyPatriotSupply.com. So let's play just part of this so you guys get a little taste if you haven't seen it already. This is Tucker saying, when you step away from the noise, you realize how irrelevant television debates are. Is he maybe foreshadowing of his plan to just get out of the cable box to get into real issues? Play cut 66.
Good evening, it's Tucker Carlson. One of the first things you realize when you step outside the noise for a few days is how many genuinely nice people there are in this country. Kind and decent people, people who really care about what's true, and a bunch of hilarious people also, a lot of those. It's got to be the majority of the population, even now. So that's heartening. The other thing you notice when you take a little time off is how unbelievably stupid most of the debates you see on television are. They're completely irrelevant. They mean nothing. In 5 years, we won't even remember that we had them. Trust me, as someone who's participated.
Tucker then continues to talk about the issues that do matter. The topics that define our future, civil liberties, emerging science, and then this is an interesting one, demographic change. This is a total challenge to the neoliberal orthodoxy. The issues that Tucker chose to name are very revealing. By emerging science, I'm guessing he meant vaccine stuff. In some ways, he was general, but Tucker picked issues that got him in the most trouble. You see, Tucker didn't talk about tax policy and this or no, but he decided to say war, civil liberties, emerging science, demographic change, corporate power, and natural resources. The rest of the conservative media regime never would say the phrase demographic change. Tucker wants to talk about it more, not less. He wants to talk more about Ukraine. He's not just promising to hit Biden or do the, oh, Biden is sleepy and can't make sentences. But you see, what he's showing here by his selection of issues, we'll play this tape in a second, is Tucker is making an argument that if it was not for his show or not for his commentary, who else is going to talk about this? Are they now going to fill the 8 p.m. hour talking about how Zelensky is a corrupt foreign oligarch? Are they going to have the 8 p.m. hour talking about adverse events when it comes to the vaccine? Of course not. But the tone that Tucker is setting is that I'm going to keep on talking about it. You see, what he talks about here, war, civil liberties, emerging science, demographic change, corporate power, and natural resources are all untouchable topics to the neoliberal dogma. You're allowed to go on TV and debate about tax policy. You're allowed to go on television and debate about spending. You're allowed to go on TV and debate about healthcare, corporate selected issues. But to go on TV and say, hey, why are we funding a proxy war in Ukraine? That's a thought crime. Right now, we're seeing segment after segment. For example, one on the other day showed that dad sneakers are the new Gen Z trend. It's a real segment. There was another segment in the 8 p.m. hour vacated by Tucker saying that the Middle East is, we're getting closer to war. We never should have withdrawn from Afghanistan. And maybe we have to send more troops to the Middle East. It's a real segment. Like totally the polar opposite of everything Tucker Carlson was talking about. And Tucker is right. He said, when's the last time we had a legitimate debate about any of these issues? It's been a long time. That's not permitted. And now this is where he not so subtly takes out the sword against the leadership of Fox. American media, both political parties and their donors have reached a consensus of what benefits them. And they actively collude to shut down any conversation about it. He's talking about himself. What is so brilliant about this video is that he third-party personed his departure without ever mentioning Fox or ever mentioning his name. He's telling you why he got removed. This video is him explicitly like a reporter reporting on his own departure without ever saying his name or saying Fox. You just have to look at it. He's saying, hey, if you're willing to actually listen to this video, I got removed because I talk about war, civil liberties, emerging science, demographic change, and corporate power. That's why I got removed, and the American media and the one-party state removed me because of it. That's what he's saying in this video. It's not a contract dispute. It's not about Dominion. Tucker is telling you clearly in this video he got removed because of thought crimes. Look, you did the tough thing during the Chinese coronavirus. You paid your people and pulled your business through the pandemic. And now doing the tough thing could qualify you up to $26,000 per employee at covidtaxrelief.org. Government funds are available to reward companies with two or more employees who stayed open during COVID. This is not a loan, and you don't have to pay it back. I know a lot of people that have benefited from this. I think Congress appropriated way too much money. This program is complicated, but nobody knows it better than the CPAs and tax experts at covidtaxrelief.org. That is covidtaxrelief.org. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work and share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans, even if you had an increase in sales. You did the difficult thing for your employees during the virus. Let covidtaxrelief.org help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit covidtaxrelief.org. That is covidtaxrelief.org. covidtaxrelief.org. Ignore the media talk about this being about Dominion, text messages, and ex-producer. That is noise. What Tucker signaled to you through laying it out and then his second part of the argument is that this was an ideological removal of Tucker Carlson. This was because he was exposing thought crimes. That's his own words, and it's clear as day in here. Now, before we get further into it, the mainstream media is very worried that you would even say that. Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski on MSNBC say there's not some sort of conspiracy. This will get you fired from any job. Now, of course, we know that's not true. It continues by saying, American media and both political parties and their donors have reached consensus on what benefits them, and they actively collude to shut down any conversation about it. Boom. He's talking about himself. This reads as if he wrote a monologue about another cable news host that was popular. This is Tucker Carlson reemerging as a magazine writer. about his own departure. This is Tucker Carlson talking about himself in the third person. That's what makes this entire monologue that he did, the entire thing, so fascinating. Play cut 67.
And yet at the same time, and this is the amazing thing, the undeniably big topics, the ones that will define our future, get virtually no discussion at all. War, civil liberties, emerging science, demographic change, corporate power, natural resources. When was the last time you heard a legitimate debate about any of those issues? It's been a long time. Debates like that are not permitted in American media. Both political parties and their donors have reached consensus on what benefits them, and they actively collude to shut down any conversation about it. Suddenly, the United States looks very much like a one-party state.
Looks very much like a one-party state. They actively collude to shut down any conversation about it. He talks about the issues that they don't like, and then he talks about how he has been silenced. He continues by saying that is a depressing realization. But understand the argument Tucker is making about his own departure, and he would know because it's his departure. The media doesn't like it. The media doesn't want you to believe that this is ideological. I mean, come on, it's not because Tucker Carlson was effectively challenging neoliberalism. No, it's because he was a sloppy employee. Yeah, that's really rich coming from Joe Scarborough. Play cut 70.
Several people with knowledge of Fox's discussion told the Times the messages were a catalyst for Rupert and Lachlan Murdoch to sever ties with the host of their highest rated and highly profitable primetime program.
So, Willie, for everybody out there, and not everybody, there are a few people out there, but some that are loyalists and Trumpists who were shocked and stunned and deeply saddened and think this is part of some great conspiracy. There's no conspiracy theory here. This is something that would literally get you fired anywhere in the United States.
If what Joe Scarborough is saying is true, Joy Reid would be out of a job. But she does not challenge power. She upholds it. Most of the talking heads on TV uphold power. The reason they did not get rid of Tucker Carlson earlier is because Fox was very worried about losing their audience post-preemptively calling Arizona on election night in 2020. It bought Tucker some time. And Tucker, being a true believer in these ideas, he understood the opportunity. You see, Tucker Carlson was not trying to build a career. Tucker Carlson was trying to make an impact for the country he loves and the ideas he cares about and the stories he wanted to pursue. And Tucker saw an opportunity. And the opportunity was, I have a very popular program and I'm going to lean into the issues. And it seemed as if he always knew he was going to be on borrowed time. He came on my program and said that. In the end, they're going to win. They're going to remove us. They're going to get rid of us. But he wanted to use every nightly broadcast as a way, how can I do a different thing that is not being done on television to improve the country? But the talking heads on almost every other network, they're almost centurion guards for the regime. They're safe. They do what is told. Tucker was the only one to lean into Ukrainian biolabs, vaccines, transgender surgeries for minors, election integrity, had Katherine Engelbrecht on about 2,000 mules. He leaned in about the open border. He leaned in about UFOs. Tucker Carlson leaned in about unidentified flying objects, pharmaceutical industrial complex, Pfizer, AstraZeneca. Tucker Carlson went after Mitch McConnell. Went after January 6 tapes. It's as if there was not a fight he was unwilling to pick. And it bothered the regime. Because on a nightly basis, the 8 p.m. hour on Fox News was a threat to their power grab and their takeover of the country. But then Tucker he tells you the why. He doesn't just tell you, well, he told you the why before. He tells you then even more details of the why. He says, a depressing realization, but it's not permanent. He gives you this mantra of hope. In his comeback message, it's not permanent. Our current orthodoxies won't last. They're brain dead. Nobody believes them. And that is true. Nobody believes that unfettered free trade with China is making us wealthier. Nobody believes that another proxy war with Ukraine is actually in our best interest. Hardly anyone's life is improved by them. It's true, unless you're an oligarch. This moment is too inherently ridiculous to continue, and so it won't. The people in charge know this, and this is why. This is right at the leadership of Fox. So now he's talking about himself. Okay, he segues about himself. It very well might as well say that the owners of Fox know this, and that's why they're hysterical and aggressive. They're afraid they've given up persuasion, and they're resorting to force. He's talking about his removal at this point. They removed him not because they want to disprove him, but because they want to use force. But it won't work when honest people say what's true calmly and without embarrassment. They've become powerful at the same time the liars who've been trying to silence them shrink, and they become weaker. Listen carefully, play cut 68.
That's a depressing realization, but it's not permanent. Our current orthodoxies won't last. They're brain dead. Nobody actually believes them. Hardly anyone's life is improved by them. This moment is too inherently ridiculous to continue, and so it won't. The people in charge know this. That's why they're hysterical and aggressive. They're afraid. They've given up persuasion. They're resorting to force. But it won't work. When honest people say what's true, calmly and without embarrassment, they become powerful. At the same time, the liars who've been trying to silence them shrink, and they become weaker. That's the iron law of the universe. True things prevail. Where can you still find Americans saying true things? There aren't many places left, but there are some, and that's enough. As long as you can hear the words, there is hope. See you soon.
See you soon. Now, there's public reporting that Rupert Murdoch did not like the spiritual talk of Tucker Carlson. What Tucker just said there was a spiritual argument, and let me build it out for you. Tucker is a learned man, and Tucker knows when he says the iron law of the universe, what is he saying there? He's talking about the Logos. The Logos is an idea that is in John 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh. The Logos is the harmony of the universe. The Logos is the idea that there is a natural law. What Tucker is making here is a spiritual argument that would bother the head of Fox, Rupert Murdoch. I don't like all that spiritual talk. What Tucker is saying here is that they become weaker. The iron law of the universe is true things prevail. That is Christianity, believing that truth prevails ultimately, that there is a truth, that there is a telos, that there is an order to the cosmos. And that's what he's saying, not so subtly. He's saying that, look, those of us who speak truth, and he says that, as long as you can hear the words, there is hope. As long as you have the spoken word, the spoken truth, which is the Logos, there is hope. When he starts with the issue, why he was removed, he's giving you a little bit of a preview that not only is he not going away, not only is he not going to disappear, but he's going to be more convicted than ever to speak truth. If the heads of Fox did not like his spiritual talk, well, he's saying right there, you guys are liars. The whole regime that removed me is liars. And the iron law of the universe, which is the Logos in Christianity, is that true things prevail. I believe that. And I know you do too. And the truth will set you free. Tucker was very self-aware throughout the years. And he says in his monologue, look, I got removed because I participated in the thought crimes. He might as well have just sent a press release that said that. But Tucker came on our program and he said, look, they're going to take us all out. They're going to remove us. You can't control all the stuff that goes on. The powers that be will win, at least in the short term. Are they going to crush me? Oh, yeah. He knew there was a target on his back. And boy, is this not a profile in courage. He could have done what most broadcasters do on television, Operation Mockingbird. Be boring, read the script. Zelensky is the new Churchill. The vaccine is safe and effective. The border is not that big of an issue. More immigrants are good for the fabric of America. Free trade makes us wealthier. China is not that powerful. There's nothing. It's just the rule of law. No one is above the law, and Donald Trump needs to be held accountable. That is what Operation Mockingbird RNC TV does. RNC TV does all of that, what I just said. No challenging of orthodoxies, no exploration of the truth, no courage, no grit, zero fortitude. Instead, it's just kind of what is allowed. And not only did Tucker not do what is allowed, he went to the places of the third rail, of the third rail, of the third rail. Tucker Carlson could have pulled back. He could have made $20 million a year. Tucker Carlson could have kind of made his show a little bit more boring, had the safe, comfortable guests on, picked five or six topics that are somewhat edgy. You know, the border thing, I don't think they would have got too worried or fired up about. But no, he went after corporate power, big tech, artificial intelligence, transhumanism, the trans thing, mutilation of kids. Boom, 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 boom. He could have had $20 million for the rest of his life, a year, until he died with contract renewals. He could have been safe. But Tucker made a decision to use his period of time on 8 p.m. network television to start a movement. You know how few people would do that? Rush Limbaugh absolutely would do that. I think Rush and Tucker are right up there in the last 50 or 60 years as some of the most courageous broadcasters that defied orthodoxies and leaned into the truth regardless of the cost against them. Fearless. People say, Charlie, what is courage? Courage is doing the right thing when you know you're going to get opposition, condemnation, smear, or slander. Here's Tucker Carlson admitting to me on our podcast. He knew there was a target on his back. He focused them on what was most important. And he, when you know they're going to crush you and you still speak the truth, it's powerful stuff. Play cut 71.
Last piece of advice for young people, get married.
Yeah, get married and have a ton of kids. I mean, get married when you're too young, have more kids than you can afford, take a job you're not qualified for, live boldly, stop getting high. Stop doing anything that blurs your vision or makes time go faster. You're going to die before you know it. Don't waste a second. That's the sin, is living thoughtlessly and wasting time. It's the one thing you can't get back. I've wasted a lot of money in my life. Oh, my gosh. I don't care. I don't regret any of it. Every room service meal was worth it. It was fine. But any time that I wasted is really bitter for me because it's finite. And so live as fully as you can. And you can't control all this stuff that's going on. You can't control what Google does. And honestly, they're going to win. Like, the powers that be will win, at least in the short term. Ultimately, they'll all blow up. But like, we're powerless and hated. I think this myself all the time. Are they going to crush me? Oh, yeah. Okay. But in the meantime, you know, I want to experience my life as fully as I possibly can. And I think that starts with having like a ton of kids, like way more than like Mormon levels of kids. I mean that.
Are they going to crush me? Oh, yeah. Living in the moment, living with joy, living with peace. You know how rare that is? What are they going to do? Put me in prison? I'll still be a happy warrior. The tranquility. I think of the serenity prayer that Tucker embodied almost better than anybody else. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, taking this world as it is, and not as I would have it, trusting that you will make all things right if I surrender to your good and perfect will. Are they going to crush me? Oh, yeah. They've tried, Tucker. But the final point I'll make on this is the last three words. See you soon. He's not done. I don't know what his plans are. I have no inside information. I have no direct lines of communication. See you soon. Might as well, I'll be back. Or as Douglas MacArthur said in the Philippines, I shall return. He's not off the chessboard yet, everybody. They've tried everything they can to remove him. And I think they have awoken a sleeping giant, a voice that cannot be silenced or censored. As long as Tucker Carlson has breath in those lungs, the cockroaches destroying America are going to be very nervous because he will be back. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.